שוס, ראש הכולל, ראש המץ, I think without him it would never happen. If you know how much phone calls he just made, I would say to force me to come. The truth is, if I would know that it's such a choshev ha'olam, I think one phone call would have made it to come. But you know, I thought North Miami, maybe five people would be in this medrash, to schlep from Eretz Yisrael, to say, Hashir and Shabbos Yitzchaskes, when I come here and I see Mamish, so really, I really appreciate it, Moshe, that you pushed and you made this to happen. And I wish both of you, Mezaki, you all and all, to be Mezaki Arabi. I want to speak a little bit on the sugi of Bishul, Bishulei Akum, Shlokei Sakum. I'm sure all of you heard about the famous piece that is in Halichos Shloimoi from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's in Halichos Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It was printed in the old editions. It was taken out in the new editions. But in Oitzar HaChochma they have printed the old edition, so you could find it there. It was taken out for political reasons, but that one of his kids felt that it would not be the right thing to print it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman really discusses the intermarriage in America. And he says so many people are trying to stop it and they're never success. And he says he thinks the reason is because Chazal wa oisa bishulei nochrim mishum isul chasnus. And if people are making bishulei nochrim, nothing will help. And if someone will take on himself to be machmir, that everyone, he's promising it will stop. He says, chaval to invest in all different kirubs. He says, check it and it will work. It's a long letter from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He says, Chazal said, Isu chasnus. And the way, you're right, we have our logic. With this, this happens. With this, Chazal said, if you eat bishulei nochrim, your kids will marry them. This is what Chazal said. You want to be smarter from Chazal? This is the way it works. And if a person keeps Chazal, Hashem helps that these things will not happen. This is the letter of Shlomo Zalman. And the truth is, we have it already in the Medrash. Rabo, shenenu mesudosu shel achashveirosh, Zog the Medrash Rabbe, Omar Reb Shimon, she'ochlu bishulei nochrim. The story of the Megillah happened was bishulei nochrim. Rabbeinu Chaim Kanievsky, in Time of the Crow, brings down that why la'aseis kirtzoin ish ve'ish was Mordechai HaTzadik. So Mordechai tells them not to go, and he serves in the meal. He said, because the Iker problem was bishulei nochrim. He was there in the kitchen, he was trying to throw some things into the fire to try to make it. Yes. It's an interesting zach. And I want maybe a little bit to go in, even though for sure there's a lot of kulis in it, but really maybe a shtick of lumdish shir about the Inyan to be a bit more related to the Inyan. So we know, I'll just give a small little akdama. It's true Yisurim that we know when we learn Avodah Zorah. It's the Yisur of Yai Nesach, Stam Yeinom. It's the Yisur of Pas Akum. And it's the Yisur of Bishule Akum. Three things that are also. Yai Nesach, Stam Yeinom. Pas Akum and Bishule Akum. Stam Yeinom is a Shail in the Rishonim. If it's also, it's still in the Gemaras really. If it's also because maybe the guy was menasech et l'avid ezore, or it's also because if you drink wine with him together, you'll come to marry into them. And the Ran says that really stam yeinom is be'ikar mitzad chasnus. The Chazal asked already, also be'hanoe, because if people know that the wine is osur, people won't know that the wine is osur, because chasnus, but they will drink the wine, so they will not drink the wine, but they will nene from the yain. So they will come to be matri yain nesach. But the ikar is mitzad chasnus. And the Rambam is mashma that maybe stam yeinom has two yisurim. Shekech. That stam yeinom maybe has two yisurim also. chasnus, and also yayin nesach. Okay, but we're not learning the sugya of stam yayin. Then we have an isur of pasaku, and we have a zeire of bishulaku. Sai pasaku, sai bishulaku is also because isur chasnus. If we'll be together with the goyim, we will come to marry into the goyim. Now, as a machlekes, when you learn the sugis, if the isur of pas akum was an early gzeira, and after the pas akum, first they only asked the bread, and then they asked everything that a goy cooks, or so first they asked pas akum, and then they asked bishul akum. And in the beginning, they only asked the bread, and then they asked everything. Or the opposite: first they asked everything that was cooked, but they did not ask the bread, and then they asked also the bread. So machlekes rishonim, what gzeira was earlier, pas akum or bishul akum? And when you learn the sugi again, you have to know if bishul akum was first. So why pas akum was not included in bishul? Bishul is cooking, baking, everything is also. So some say because Chazal did not want to ask the bread in the beginning, because everyone needs to eat bread. Later on, the elder asked the bread. And some say the opposite. First they asked the bread because this is something very choshev. Later they asked everything. But either way, pas akum, bishul akum is also mitzad isur chasnus. If we will eat their food, we will come to be close to them, and we will come to marry into them. This is the gzeira. And on that I want a little bit to go into. I want to show a couple of hours. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the beginning the Gemara taught that Bishul Le'akum is Deiraisa. Then the Gemara says it's a Derabbanon mitzvah Isur Chasnus. But when the Gemara taught that it's Deiraisa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah wants to learn it out from the Pasuk, Oichel bakesef tishbereini, umayim bamesurot titelni, umayim bakesef ekonisi. Oichel bakesef tishbereini. And the Gemara darshens, Oichel dum yedemayim, ma mayim shaloi nishtanu al yedei ha'oil, af oichel shaloi nishtanu al yedei ha'oil. So the Gemara wants to learn out that Bishul Akum is also when Klal Yisrael was standing near Edom and they wanted to pass inside and they asked to buy food and to buy water, and the Gemara says they wanted to buy food due to the water, like water was not changed, it doesn't change on the fire. The same thing. So the first kasha I want to tell, Frek de Meshechochme. We know the Gemara says in Chulin, B'shas de milchoma, U'matzoso boti moleim kol tuv, ve'afilu kal de chazirim. You're allowed to eat even chazir. B'shas milchoma, U'matzoso boti moleim kol tuv, ve'afilu kal de chazirim. You're allowed to eat even kal de chazirim. So if you're allowed to eat even kal de chazirim, so, b'shas de milchoma, you're for sure also allowed to eat b'shulei nochim. So how the Gemara has a tzad that when we went into Edom, we only wanted to buy food, shaloi nishtan al yedei ha'oil, o she'in o'il al shulchon, o she'oich lechai. Ari b'shas milchoma, you're allowed to eat chaz. So I know what you want to answer, Levine. You want to answer that maybe, I forgot your first name, but Levine, I know. But that, what? Shimon. Can't hear. Shimon. So, 10 years I didn't see him. But we call McCoy that Reb Shimon. We call McCoy. I remember from. So we call McCoy. So Mikol Mekoy, so you could argue to say that it was not Shasa Milchoma. When they were standing outside, it was not Shasa Milchoma. It was not a Milchoma. The Meshechochme steht nicht das. Meshechochme steht that those say it's Milchoma. We're not going to argue Meshechochme. Shechokhmeh says that it's called Shas Milchama. Frag them in Shechokhmeh if it's called Shas Milchama. So b'Shas Milchama you're allowed to eat chazer. So how it could be a habam that you can't eat b'shulei nochem? This is the first kasha. Second kasha, the Kli Chemda has a beautiful kasha. We have a tainus and edoim asher loytiv mu'eschem ba'lechem u'bamayim. Why they didn't give us lechem b'mayim? Frag the Kli Chemda, the Taz has a shita shedovo shemefurish b'toiro leheter chazal kenat aser. It says that if Eden would give us bread, we would eat the bread. So how the aser pasach? Dovo shemefurish b'toiro, they can't aser. We have tainus al edoim that they didn't serve us bread. Shteh, did you allow to eat bread? It's your bread. It's the rabbanon. But the tazok, as mekenish machan ha-gzeira, and something is mefurish b'teira leheta. So if we can't make gzeira and dovo mefurish b'teira leheta, it's the same. As if I eat the klichem. Another shayla.
Maybe they should
have
brought it.
What? They should have brought it. Yeah, but say that. But the word is steht in Teira that we're allowed to eat. Chazal don't ask for something that's mefurish in Teira that they're allowed to eat. I'm not asking why there's no taina on them. And you're right, on them is not taina. But the ma'aseh steht in Teira, you're allowed to eat. Third shaila is, the stipler had a vikuach in Bnei Reb Chaim, who's down in Kiryas Yanke. A person is allowed to eat bishulei nochim of himself. I'll give a couple examples. A guy cooked, then he became bal tshuva. Every guy, Baal Tshuva, comes in one point Baal Tshuva, right? I don't know when is that minute. But it's a minute that he's not called Baal Tshuva, then he's called Baal Tshuva. It happens sometime. Now, the fridge is full with food. He's allowed to eat or not? You think it's Stam HaShayla? It's not Stam HaShayla. It's time of Marshall. Yai Nesach is also the same thing, you know? A person that's not frum is allowed to drink wine that he touches? Where was the shayla? You're mesadr kiddushin, and you give the chosin that is not frum to drink from the wine. If it's not mevushal, he can't drink. He can't drink lifnei either. You're allowed to give him to drink a lot. It's nogea a lot of times. And not only that, if he doesn't drink, so could be the brocha is not chal. Kalib lebrocha asur lebailo kenida. The whole marriage has a problem. Or, for example, you go to someone, not frum, to his house, and he asks you if you could pass me the macaronis. You're not eating, you come to visit him, you're fundraising, you're coming to visit him, he asks us if you get the macaronis. Say, I'm sorry, if they even, I can't give you your own macaronis. I can't give you macaronis. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Third child that I want to discuss tonight. I'll show you, in one lumpus, everything is fine. So the Stibler brings down that he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him, in Kiryas Yanke Levi Dezore, Reb Chaim told him a raya from Gemore, that one of the Amiroim gave a tzduki, a cup of wine. Yeah, but it could be derecha, maybe it was mevushal. A third shaila is, you're allowed to make a brocha and bishulei nochrim? I'll explain to you the shaila. For example, you know, I had a shayla once when I was in New York. A guy came over to me, a modern person. He became frum a shtickle. His wife was yet completely not frum. And, you know, they would go, she would take the family to eat at McDonald's. He would go, he would not eat, but his kids would eat. He couldn't stop them. And he asked me if to tell the kid to make a broche, a moitzi, when he eats the cheeseburger. He wants to know. He asked the push the shayla. He's really getting some of all. He doesn't buy the shoyo. I remember the orphan. He literally came to the Bochim. He wants the loaf to teach the son. I said, state in Rambam that ends in the Bochim and Amanites. Shumpali Boyfano. If the kid is eating trade, so now number Zogin, you're going with your wife. You know, she's not McDonald's, but she goes to Bishule Noch. She goes to the restaurant, the guys are not frum, and they cook it. Bishule Noch. Everything is kosher, but Bishulei Nochrim, we pass when one sheet of Moshe Nag, but everyone out there is all hot, someone's not Shem Yotei Ramitzis, and it's a moment, it's Bishulei Nochrim. That's 98% of the Boiski, yeah? 97, I'm sure, but we go, okay.
Now, you're allowed to teach the kid to make a bracha or not? The Chofetz Chaim learns that you're not allowed to.
It's as a halacha that if someone is sick in Shabbos, so he's allowed to ask a guy to cook. Well, in a second we'll get to that. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, and you're allowed to eat if you're allowed to make a bracha. Ah, it's Bishulei Nochri, but you're allowed to ask him.
Aber steht im Mishnah Berurah, where you're not allowed to ask him, and out of that day, you're not allowed to. Aber the Shari Tshuva, Bigzdal Tshuva, and Hilcho is Brochus.
Raise something. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's given. I'm sorry. That Tshuva's Be'er Eishek, that you're allowed to make Birkas Hanenim and Bishulei Nochri. It's no problem, Brocha and Bishulei Nochri. And it's very nogea, because I know a lot of people in America I heard are making in all different chetimtzes. Bishulei Nochri, that's what Shem Zama says, because of that. Yeah? I don't care that they make it, but don't make a Brocha, something Brocha is not. I thought a guy, you want to eat potato chips, but not a Brocha. No problem. Potato chips, not a Brocha. You're allowed to eat potato chips. Yes, Reb Moshe, it's not what you put in the side. Oh, but Bilcha is broches, so we broches local. So you'll, I don't know, the Tshuva's Be'er Eishek, then Bishulei Nochri, there's no problem of broches. Shaila, why? We have to understand what is the lumpus. As it does in Aloch in Hilchei Shabbos, if someone doesn't feel good, and he needs to eat, if it's a Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do everything. But we're speaking in the case that you're not a Pikuach Nefesh. Not a pikuach nefesh. So, but you're allowed to tell the guy, everyone knows, like you're allowed to tell the guy if someone is sick to put on the heating. Some place that it's very hot even to put on the air condition. You're allowed to tell the guy. Chole she'en b'sakone, you're allowed to tell the guy. If you don't have what to eat, you're allowed to tell the guy. Frank the prime godim, you're allowed to tell the guy, but now it's bishulei noch.
Tell us this. Is allowed to eat chicken with milk? It's also the Rabbanan. Is allowed to eat chicken with milk? Chole Shem B'Sakon is allowed to eat Trumas Maisas B'Sman Hazeh?
For sure not. Furshin Ramon B'Hodeye. Chole Shem B'Sakon, they will never matter Isurim the Rabbanan. So why is allowed to eat Bishulei Nochri? What is matter to him to eat Bishulei Nochri? Bishulei Nochri is a Yisur de Rabbana. Frag de Prime Godim. Why a Chole Shem B'Sakon Eshtei Mevashlim Loi Alidei Goy B'Shabbos? What's this Mevashlim Loi Alidei Chole B'Shabbos? I hear Yisur Amir Le'akim doesn't exist. But why is allowed to eat? Ma Yishno Mikol Yisur de Rabbana Sheloi Hutru Le'Chole. And the last shaila that I want to speak about is, someone showed me this Sunday in Lakewood, a Darki Tshuva, that says, what would be if a guy doesn't know that it's Bishulei Nochri? He says, it's a halacha in Hilchos Nida, that the husband is not allowed to eat from the plate that the wife ate from. What would be if a wife is in a room, and she picks from the plate, and her husband comes? She doesn't have to tell him. Like normally she doesn't tell him what she did before she... He comes, he thinks the plate is clean, yeah? As halacha, you don't have to tell him.
Zog the Darki Tshuva, also Bishulei Nochri, if someone doesn't know that it's Bishulei Nochri, you don't have to tell him.
We'll have to explain it.
Maybe that's what people eat the
kids. If I would have time, I'm clearing if the pshat is, if they don't know that it's Bishulei Nochri means they thought that a yid does it. What would it be if they think that you're allowed to eat potato chips, for example? I'm not saying also, I'm just giving an example, yeah? So I want maybe to a little bit to explain. We'll say it's one big lumdus, one push to easy lumdus that goes through all of these shilas and masbis. We're clear with a push to hakira.
Right.
If we have time, the machlekes harashbo and the ra'o. The machlekes harashbo and the ra'o. If you have to kasher the kelim or not.
So obviously,
it's two machlekes, Rashbo v'Ra'o, if you have to kasha kelim, and it's machlekes Rashbo v'Ra'o, if you're allowed to lekatchil mevatel bishul enoch. If we have, these are the other two things that I wanted really to get to. I just used the yesod of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He said, first ask 10 kashas, say one yesod, and then say, v'lefizeh, the other two. Instead of asking 12, so but you pushed in these two that I was leaving, the lefizeh. So it says, I will bring two more, don't worry, if we have time. So I want to say, the chkir is as it. What is the longest of Bishul Enoch? It's the Issur de Rabbonon. Kechol Yisurim de Rabbonon. Like Rabbonon asked, we made the rice, we're not allowed to eat meat that was cooked with milk. But the Rabbonon, we're not allowed to eat even chicken that was cooked with milk. Issur de Rabbonon. We have a lot of Yisurim de Rabbonon. It's Issur de Rice and Issur de Rabbonon. So Bishul Enochim is the Issur de Rabbonon. The reason? Mishum chasnus, but the gather is isu de rabbana, like chicken and milk. It's also why? Because you don't make cheshbon. Chazal said chicken and milk is also like meat and milk is also chicken and milk is also, and it's not even one year that will say, okay, it was only chicken and milk. Shtar zayid, yeah, guys, I'm fleshing, but only from chicken. So I could eat cheese, yeah. Our clearly so now chicken and milk. It doesn't even meat and milk. Shmiz b'zman is the rabbanon. It's the isu the rabbanon. Other name. So the first time I called isu chefze. Even if every the rabbanon is gavre, but it's chefze shebetecha gavre. Means to say the gather is that they answer the chefze and the gavre doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to answer a question if the rabbanon is chefze or gavre. The second side is it's bichlal not the isu the rabbanon. It's an Isur al-Rokeh. Don't be friendly with the guy. But the gather of the Isur, the Bichlal did not ask the Chefze Shel Adobo. It's an Isur al-Rokeh. We'll start. The Meile, while it's a gather of the Isur al-Rokeh, we'll start the first Shaila. Frek de Meshechoch me, B'shas milchom me, you're allowed to eat afilu kalde de chazire. So if you're allowed to eat afilu kalde de chazire, B'shas de milchom me, so why, what is the Havah meaning that you're not allowed to eat Bishul Enoch B'shas de Milchama? The answer is, why am I allowed to eat Isurim de Rabbono, Kalde de Chazire B'shas Milchama? Umotzoso botim meleim kol tuv ve'afilu Kalde de Chazire. Everything that is inside the house becomes a chefze de etay. Bishul Enochim, it's never osu. You have to be far away from the goy. You're not allowed to be friendly to the goy. What is the shaykhis that the isur became a heter? B'shas de milchome, you're allowed to touch a shikta? You're not allowed to. Milchome, I'm allowed to eat chazer, but I can't eat it. I can't have shaykhis to the shikta. I can't have shaykhis to the goy. Not the chefze is also. So the chazer becomes muta. If the bishul enochim is also with the rabbonon, so the chafze becomes muta. But if it's not that the chafze is also, it's that I have to keep away from the guy. Because he cooked it, I have to keep away from him. If I have to keep away from him, there's no suffix about it, that even b'shas de milchome, I'll bring you two rayas to the yesoid, one the Biskirov said, and one, I think one of the achroinim said. The Gemara says that Isur Chala was noyeg miyad shenichnesu la'oretz. Isur Chodosh, and Isur Chalo, frag the Turei Even, Isur Chodosh Mir Shenichnesu La'oretz. The first 7 years they're allowed to eat Chazer. So why they're not allowed to eat Chodosh? Zog the Turei Even, Chodosh Chutzim the Isur Chefze is a din Reishis that the first has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mele, he says, the Chefze is Mutter over the Reishis. The din gavre of the reishis doesn't help that the chefze is muta. It's the same yisoy. Same thing that Achoyim say an isur chale. That chutz from the isur gavre as an isur gavre, chutz isur chefze isur gavre, not to eat before you mekayim the mitzvah of rosh chale. The taz. B'meila, I want to go to the second shayla.
On the tzad, it's also was
hakeder. What?
The going outside
the Rashi. Even outside the Raisa, it's such a gather. If we have time, when we ask it, then maybe Rashi take it, and the Mishnah said Chassis, and the Gemara said a different Mishnah Yachilena, that was the switch. Could be this be the answer in the steers of Rashi, you know what I mean? So for kids, it's even more like that. But in a second, we'll go to that. The second thing, Fregdik Lichemdo, we have a tie down, Amon Vimoyov, they didn't give us bread. The answer is very poshut. It's a halacha that ribis nochri is also mid the rabbanon. Sugin from Metzir Daf Ayin Aleph. Frag Rabbi Kiveger on the Taz, how Chazal could ask ribis nochrim? Steht in Posuk la nochri tashich. A mitzvah to take ribis and goyim. Zog the world. If the Isur would be gzeira de rabbonon, ribis akum otu ribis Yisrael, Chazal cannot ask. The Gemara steht is not also because gzeira. Elo shema yilmad mimaisov, ubetalmid chochem eilu shayach, zog the Gemara. Shema yilmad mimaisov is no shayach as the dover ha-mefurish ba-teire. Chazal, the Teire said ribis is muta. Chazal can't say ribis de rabbonon, ribis goy is also. But if you tell you, don't be friendly. They're not answering the ribis. They're answering the shaykhs with the goy. It's the same thing here. Mefurish batera leheter pas nochrim. They didn't answer the pas. They answered the chasmas. B'meila, it's muta. We'll go to the third shayle. What would be if a person is not allowed to, or you have raya, that the person is allowed to eat his own bishul nochrim. For sure he's allowed to. You can't ask a person to be friendly with himself. If the asa the chefze, so but I cooked it before, it's also you might have now we came from. But if the history is don't be friendly to who? It's not shaykh, it's not shaykh to the plu. It's not isun the mele, that is poshut. The mele avada like the beira eshe, avada you can make a broch on it. Ezen avorich elo menayetz, if someone eats outside the sukkah, avada has to make a broch. No shaykh is the ezen avorich elo menayetz. Chefza de Yisur, ain't some of all, Chelam and Nats. Guess that's Bechefza, Reb Reuven. Aber Stam? If he has a Zaydeke Yisur, he's not going to be friendly to the God? Val, the male is the Yisur, that's the gather of the Yisur. So the male, Aval, you're allowed to make a brocha like the Beir HaYishik. And Aval is no Yisur, the Yisur himself. And the male, the Meshichochim is Miyushim, and the Klichemta is Miyushim. We'll go weiter. What? Now, Mishabu with the guy, I just don't hear the last two words. It's a machlekes if it's that guy or a different guy. But either way, the issue is to be friendly with that. But you can't say, it's the issue to be friendly with myself. I can represent myself. With this guy and that guy, but not with myself and myself. It's not Muslim, don't be, I'm friendly with him, I'll be friendly with all of the crowd. But it's not Muslim, I'm friendly with myself. Most normal human beings are not friendly with themselves. No, it's not charged to be friendly with yourself to say, I'm friendly with myself, friendly with Ander. We'll go weiter. The mele, if a guy cooks in Shabbos, Chazal say, if someone is sick, he's allowed to ask the goy to cook in Shabbos. What is the heter to ask the goy to cook in Shabbos? For the prime god, the maishlo mikol isurim derabbanon. The Torah is very poshut. They were not matir isurim derabbanon bechol yishem b'sakone. But the isur of the shaykhs to the goy, that they were matir. It's not they were matir isur derabbanon. The ra'o azo isofe. That in Shabbos even more is no chash, even you become friendly with him. The Ra'o says, because Fakel, you know why you're cooking with him, because he's nishkin yet. When you eat by a goyish a pizza shop, so I'll be friendly with him. Why you call a goy to cook in Shabbos? The shagets. You know, the Yiddish, meruf the shagets. Especially called it in Shabbos, meruf the shagets. Meruv the Shagets. This is the way. I heard it's not because a nickname. It was a Shabbos that what it was. Meruv the Shagetz. Meruv the Shagetz. What can they eat? But actually, it's not the get the Shah Isurim the Rabbana. The Mele, if it's an Isur Gomu, it's a light blue. Chicken and milk. Someone doesn't know that the chicken and milk is allowed to eat. Aber sag dir da ki tshuva, as they be a woman. If the husband doesn't know she ate from the plate, Abad is allowed to eat from the plate. Why? She doesn't ask for the plate. It's a kilva when she eats from the same plate. It's a kilva with the guy. If you don't know that the guy cooked, it's no shaykh as a kilva. So you tchil for da ki tshuva. Aber the yesoid steht klar in the da ki tshuva. That's the same kind of a choke that a woman is malchik from her husband. That b'meila, you have to be careful from that shaykhis. So the same isur kuve, a woman from a husband, is the same kuve though?
Now, all the things that are chasnas are the same together?
So it's a shaylef in stam yenom, it was more chomo, and they made it b'cheftzer or not. Like I said, in stam yenom, some say it's mamish the zelbe zach.
The pass?
What?
The pass
is the zelbe zach. Pass is for sure the zelbe zach. Now, Al Moshe, I'll bring you two more Gemoras. There's one Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and there's one Gemara in Chulin, and that one Gemara, the Gemara says that Adam Choshuv, even the halacha is that you're allowed to eat Bishul Enochrim, Shenech Al Chai, Adam Choshuv Shai. Adam Choshuv is not allowed to eat. Shchunoch doesn't bring it down, and was the pass in the halacha. That even though that is nechal k'moy shehu chai, but Adam Choshuv is not allowed to eat. Rashi says why? Because people that will see him eating will not know the difference and they will come to eat. In Mordechai state, Adam Choshuv has to keep far away. Adam Choshuv has to keep far away more. What's it does? Stop. Fi Rashi, gzeire, b'pnei haroi. Lefi the Mordechai, Adam Choshuv has to keep more, the Teretz is yeh. If the chefza is a choke, it's shaykh to say, well, Adam Choshuv has to be machik more. What?
Ribbis
says
that.
Can you? Ribbis. If to do business, it's two different zachen. A choke that yilma be myself. So in the business, atamit chochem will not learn me myself. Masha'en ken, to be anshe Yerushalayim, lo hoyosh mim elohim ken, atamit chochem shte esnish mitam ha'oretz, atay shte nalocha. Atamid Chochem doesn't sit to eat together with Abba Oretz in the same table. Niki Adas of Yerushalayim, lo yoichlim. We see that it's a kind of a choke, not to be friendly even with lower people. Atamid Chochem has to keep himself in a higher madrege. It's a yilma mimaisov, it's a different kind of yilma mimaisov. Zerba Zachazaman, the Omar in the Gemara, that if someone is Eino ben Teiro, has to be machmir and bishul enochim, even if it's ein oil ha'shulcha melochim. Again, Rashi says that people will not know the difference. If he demotcha, the reason is, forget, if he's not a ben toiro, it's a big yuchshash. So the yisoy that dvorim is be'etzem, that mitzad echot, it's not mamash ha'chefza di yisure, but mitzad sheni, it's a gedder that chazar will goyder leharchik atzma min ha'goy. This is what we were marketing before. And we made out to them, Zogim Shum Zalman, that while this is the Chefze, so when we're not careful on it, it will cause it. If it was only Siba Sadovo, but now it's a regular Derabonon. That whole Chilish of Shum Zalman. I'll give you one more example. A Marshal, one of the big coolest that the OU relies on is a tshuva for Reb Moshe, that things that are made in a factory that cannot be done in a house. Potato chips, people can't do in the house. Some things the factory does chicken. You also could do chicken. They manufacture it. Some things you have to have special machines. He says, no, you're so chasnas. Who you marry? The company? There's no one to marry there. It's a very stark svara for Reb Moshe. Why a lot of people do not want to even listen to such a svara? You don't make a chazal, make a gzera. You don't start to say svaras. Chazal, asr, you know. Maris ayin, a chicken. What if you saw a chicken that is no maris ayin? The cloud doesn't look like meat. Chazal asr, chazal asr. But he only said this. If it's a regular isur de rabbanon, so maybe there's no klug. But if the gedder is isur kuve, then you could say the svar for Reb Moshe, every time we have to measure was heis isur kuve, and was heis nishkin isur kuve. If it is a isur kuve, we answer it. And if not, we don't answer it. wanted to say maybe a little vote. Chazal tell us, it's a ma'aseh of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says over the story, there's two people that came to Olam HaEmetz. A guy, he came to Olam HaEmetz. They asked him if he has mitzvahs. He said, I'm very sorry, Chavishkin mitzvahs. He told him, no mitzvahs? He said, yeah, I have one mitzvah. The rabbi in our shul was pushing everyone to come to Shachris. Every day I came to Shachris. They say, and chutz from that, Chavishkin mitzvahs. Okay, they put the shul, they put all of the aveiros. Gehenna. They're starting the way to take him to Gehenna. The black malachim come. And Pitom he sees hundreds of white malachim come with bags, with mud and slush. They put it in the schusim. It goes down. Gan Eden. They come, they start to carry him to Gan Eden. He turns over to the malachim and asks if I could know what is these mitzvahs that are made from mud and slush. Tell him when you're on the way to davening, you're walking in the mud and the snow. We collected all of that. All of that is the mitzvahs. A day after, another guy passes in the shul. They ask him, you have mitzvahs? He says, no mitzvahs. No. I said, one mitzvah. The Rav was very shocked that we go to daven and shul. Okay, they put the shachis in the shul. Chus from that, all of the aveiros. Gehenna. He waits. No white malachim come. He turns over. He says, put my limousine on the schuyas. Much more from all of that mud. They told him, here we don't count limousines. We count mud, slush. Say, over in Maisa, there was two Yidden that passed the Holocaust. One, his number was 0056. One was 0057. Both of them were 6 years in Auschwitz. 0056 comes up to the Shomayim. He gets $500,000 palaces of gold. 0057 comes to the Shomayim, gets $1,000,000 palaces of gold. 0056 turns over to where you give the complaints there. And he says, Bore the Oilo. Ich bin Oilo Mayemes. Oilo Mayemes. How it could be, both of us were 6 years in Auschwitz. The same bunk. One night I slept at the bottom, he slept at the top. The other day I put on the tefillin, he went to work. One Shabbos he went to work, I kept Shabbos. The other Shabbos back up. One day I ate the bread, he ate the monkey bustle. The Bishul Enochim. The other day I ate the Bishul Enochim, he went out to work. How it could be, after 6 years in Olam HaEmes, I'm getting $500,000 palaces of gold, and he's getting $1,000,000 palaces of gold. Okay, he waits a couple of days, he gets the answer, email, and they ask him, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? Says, yeah, I remember. Says, the Nazi shooted 0057. He fell on the floor, but he didn't die. The Nazi started to step on him, but he didn't die. He sent the black dog, to take pieces. After 2 hours, he died. You picked up your eyes and he said, Boy Ha'ola, I'm asking you one favor. When the bullet hits me, please take my neshama. I suffered 6 years in Auschwitz. Wires in the ear, comes out from the nose, peeling off my nails. I just can't pass this torture. Boy Ha'ola, mechbet ein bakoshe. When the bullet hits me, please take my neshama. And Hashem couldn't say no to you. And when the bullet hit him, he died. But Yedim suffered 2 more hours for being a Yid. For that, he got another $500,000 palaces of gold. 0056 picks up his eyes and he says, Boy Re'olam, so why you listen to me? We tell him it's too late. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to daven not to suffer. You're not allowed to daven that the bullet will kill you. A person has to understand one thing. In this world, the Bo'i Ha'olam loves us. Yadid nefesh ovo achav. Hashem loves every yid. Know us. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tzoros to make us to get tzchar. When it's difficult, echad betzar yoisam mimeo shaloi betzar. That is the days that a person grows. That is the day that a person gets the schal for it. So what happens? A person gets a hard day. Today he takes it easy. And I said, okay, Hashem says, okay, we'll make it easy for him. It's too hard for him. Starts come to the days, for these days you get little points. After a week that he's good, Hashem says, okay, now we'll give him a hard day. Now he will get the palaces. And again, he stays home, he doesn't go to Davin. Okay, we wait 2 days, okay, we make him again happy. Everything works out. Yeah, for that day you get little peanuts. After a week that everything is going good, and he's learning, and he's keeping the daf, and everything is good, Hashem says, okay, now we could give him some hard days. We want him really to get the real schayla. Again, he pulls out. If we would know when it's hard, when it's difficult, to be stark, that is the days that the schar comes. That is the days. I'm about to finish with a vault in Anwick's parsha. Zoisa truma shatikru mitom, kesef zov, nechoishis tcheles argomon, tela ashoni shesh mozo, avni shoyam ve'avni miluim lo'efel ve'lachoishim. The Eli Korachayim HaKodesh asks the following beautiful question. Zov is the most important material. Kesef number two. Nechoishis, tcheles, argomot, telashoni, sheish, moz, avni shoya ve'avni miluim, diamonds is the most expensive material. How it got written in the last one in the bottom? Zog Dorachayim HaKodesh. Beautiful thought. Zog Dorachayim HaKodesh. The Avni Shoyim ve'Avni Miluim came with the Anonim. It didn't have diamonds. The Anonim, the Anasim review, Tupshotim. Anasim, Mamish, they bought the Anonim, bought it and dropped it. So they just had to pick it up and give it. It was not a real hard thing. Hashem doesn't count how much you do. He counts how much effort you put in. So gold, people love, and they give it, it's a lot of effort. Kesef a little bit less. Nechosh is a little bit less. The Avni Shoyam, the material was very expensive. It was cheap. They just found it outside the machna. They just had to pick it up. The last one of the list. A person can do the major things. If by him it's garnish, it doesn't count. It counts a little bit. But what is hard for him to do, what is shvel for him to do, and he puts the koiches in to do it with a ganze starkeit, this is what counts. This is what makes the person to become a special person. If we will realize that the hard times are the times that we grow, these are the times that we get the schar for it. This is the time that if we use these times, if it's hard physically, if it's hard vacation ways, doesn't make a difference why. But if a person in that day is makbid to put all of his koiches inside and to grow, then he's zoyche take, that he gets the schar bekefel kiflai. And when, again, I don't know when I'm, when is Manzma I have? What?
No.
So I just want, again, Meina Psiche, to thank Reb Moshe Met, to push me to come here. I said again, I didn't think that it's such a choshev ha'olam here, but, you know, you can't say no to him. He just calls and calls and calls till no, I'm saying, no, I'll tell you, you heard about it, but no, I'm saying it again. When I started, half of the people were not here. So I'm saying it for the people that this came now, for the people that came now, I'm saying it. So I really want to say, Shekech, and Bezat Hashem, I want to be Zayich Hatake to be my son Nefesh, and to grow, like Hashem, who is the Zakas, the Sarabim, the Siyat HaDishmaim.